Well, it's an exciting week for us here at Civic Initiatives. This week, we'll have 40 of our folks from around the country coming together to get to meet each other, some for the first time, have some social opportunities, and be able to talk about what we're doing and how we're going to continue to grow into the year. So why now? Well, I started Civic Initiatives on October 28th, 2010. In a message as I left the state's comptroller's office called A New Challenge and asked my friends and business associates to help me with a new venture. I'd always had a vision of an entity that could provide consulting into procurement and contracting at the same level as the big firms, but do it with people who had actually done public procurement. There was a lot of risk in that, of course. The picture on the graphic with snow on my head was the first out-of-state project that we ever had, approximately 5 months into the company, when Gardner gave me a break and an ability to work on a new project with Derek Davis, who had joined me at that point. So that was snow on my ears as a Texas boy wondering why we would start projects in Michigan in the winter. So from there, we've grown over the years, consistently. We provide services in acquisition support services, in transformation support, and in automation success, all working on how to make procurement be a strategic asset. There has been consistent growth in that. And then in the last year, it's gone really heavy as the demand for services has only increased. We made a lot of changes during COVID to start doing a lot more marketing and retooling around systems and really embracing our work from home characteristic that had always been part of our culture. And it has been rewarded in the market by people wanting to do work with us. And we appreciate all of our clients. We have ongoing work in 20 plus states. We've worked in almost 40 of the states. And as of this broadcast, we have right at 40 people, including, if I'm remembering this correctly, 12 people since the start of the year and 7 people in the last 6 weeks. And we probably could have hired more and probably will hire more, but we took a break to let the dust settle and make sure that we were still on the path. But overall, the demand for this type of work has been heavy. We're very appreciative of all of our clients and all of our business partners. So later in the week, like I said, we will be gathering for a full day of work and planning, and we'll take some pictures there so that you guys can get a look at our crew and celebration and our work. So with that, have a great week. Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.